This is Akashvani. The news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi today. During the event, the Prime Minister will also interact with farmers and scientists. The Prime Minister's office, in a statement, informed that 109 varieties to be released include 61 crops, comprising 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals, including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber, and other potential crops will be released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers laid their lives in the line of duty during an encounter between terrorists and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district yesterday. Two civilians were also injured in the crossfire. As per defense spokesperson, the two critically injured army soldiers, after being shifted to hospital, succumbed to their grievous injuries. The two civilians were evacuated from the area and provided immediate medical aid. The encounter was underway when reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief on the demise of former External Affairs Minister Natwar Singh. The Prime Minister said on X that Natwar Singh served the nation in varied capacities, including as External Affairs Minister. Mr. Dhankar said, a prolific writer and chronicler of repute, Natwar Singh always infused zeal to live and contribute. Prime Minister Modi remembered Natwar Singh's rich contributions to the world of diplomacy and foreign policy, who was also known for his intellect and prolific writing. The former External Affairs Minister passed away in Gurugram last night after a prolonged illness. He was 93. He was awarded the Padma Bhushan in 1984. Thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protests in Bangladesh capital Dhaka and in Chattogram for the second consecutive day yesterday, demanding protection from vandalism and violence targeting them. The rally comes amid nationwide vandalism and attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. Their demand included special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities, and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka, expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief on the death of two soldiers in Anantnag. He said on X that he is deeply saddened at the loss of brave and fearless army soldiers in a counter-terrorist operation in Kokarnag. He expressed heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. He said the nation stands firmly with them in this hour of grief. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sporting action, the Paris Olympics 2024 will conclude tonight with a grand closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. Nearly 80,000 spectators will be witnessing the event, which will also feature the ceremonial extinguishing of the Olympic flame and the transfer of the Olympic flag. India concluded the games at the 71st position with a silver and 5 bronze medals. Shooter Manu Bhakat made history by winning India's first medal, a bronze. She also became the first Indian woman to secure an Olympic shooting medal. She further etched her name in the record books by clinching another bronze alongside Sarabjot Singh and becoming the first Indian to win 2 medals in a single Olympic. Swapnil Kusale in shooting, Indian hockey team athlete Neeraj Chopra and Aman Sehrawat were other medal winners in the game. While Neeraj bagged silver, others got bronze. As of now, China with 39 gold, USA with 38 and Australia with 18 gold are at the second and third place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.